This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of opponents of Myanmar's February 1st military coup gathered again Sunday in towns from north to south, undeterred by the bloodiest episode of their campaign the previous day, when police and soldiers opened fire in the city of Mandalay, killing two people. The military has been unable to quell the demonstrations in a civil disobedience campaign of strikes against the coup and the detention of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and others, even with the promise of a new election, arrest, and warnings against dissent. In the main city of Yangon, several thousand young people gathered at two sites to chant slogans while hundreds massed peacefully in the second city of Mandalay, footage shown by a media outlet. Turkey's president says mutual interests with the United States outweigh the differences and has called for more cooperation with U.S. President Joe Biden's new U.S. administration. In a video message late Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan acknowledged that Turkish-American relations were seriously tested, but stressed that their strategic partnership has overcome all kinds of difficulties. Erdogan's conciliatory tone follows a strongly worded accusations that the U.S. supported Kurdish militants day after Turkish troops from the bodies of 13 Turkish hostages held by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, in a cave complex in northern Iraq. Debris from a United Airlines plane fell onto Denver suburbs during an emergency landing Saturday in the U.S., with one very large piece that appears to be part of an engine narrowly missing a home. Authorities said no one aboard or on the ground was reported hurt. The Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement that the Boeing 777-200 returned to the Denver International Airport after experiencing a right engine failure. This is VOA News. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency Saturday arrived in Tehran ahead of Iran's plan for partly suspending inspections by the agency to the country's nuclear facilities. Rafael Grossi will meet Iranian nuclear officials, including Ali Akbar Salehi, a head of the country's nuclear department, and a vice president to President Hassan Rouhani. Iran's parliament in December approved a bill that would suspend part of UN inspections of its nuclear facilities under a 2015 nuclear deal if European signatories to the deal do not provide relief from oil and banking sanctions by February 23rd. It would also stop implementation of the additional protocols that allow the IAEA inspectors to carry out more intrusive inspections to Iran's nuclear facilities. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Wednesday that the visit has aimed at finding a mutually agreeable solution for the IAEA to continue essential verification activities in the country. Warmer temperatures are spreading across the southern United States, bringing some relief to a weary winter. The region faces a challenging cleanup and expensive repairs from days of extreme cold and widespread power outages. In hard-hit Texas, where millions were warned to boil tap water before drinking it, the warm-up on Saturday was expected to last for several days. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in Texas, directing federal agencies to help in the recovery. More than 70 deaths are being blamed on the weather, and over 300,000 customers remain without power in several states, including Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee for attorney general says that the Justice Department must ensure laws are fairly and faithfully enforced and the rights of all Americans are protected, while reaffirming an adherence to policies to protect the department's political independence. Judge Merrick Garland, who is set to appear Monday before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, plans to tell senators that the attorney general must act as a lawyer for the people of the United States, not for the president. The Justice Department released a copy of Garland's opening statements late Saturday. If confirmed, he would inherit a Justice Department that has endured a tumultuous time under former U.S. President Donald Trump, rife with political drama and controversial decisions and abundant criticism from Democrats over what they say and saw as the politicizing of the nation's top law enforcement agencies. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.